And the Panthers still leading 14-0. And so now, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. See if the Thunder are going to try to move the ball down the field. They still have two timeouts remaining. It looks like they're going to stay in that spread offense. Paulus now waiting for the snap. Out of the shotgun. Good snap. It's going to, oh, they're going to hand it off. And that is Fritz with the carry. Fila with the carry, okay. So Fila with the carry crosses up to the 26-yard line. Making the 27, gain of 7. Second down and 3, 30 seconds remaining.
10, Kraleski.
Listening to Durant, Arkansas Boys High School Football here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durant. Approaching halftime here, Panthers leading 14-0. Last play of the quarter, and half. Paulus now waiting for the snap. High snap, handoff is to Fila again. And he'll get enough for the first down with 2 seconds remaining. So, but they'll just wind the clock, and that'll be it.
Kraleski with the tackle.
Kraleski with the stop.
First down.
They'll wave, or they'll move the chains, start the clock, and that will be it. We will be at halftime. So at the half, it's the Panthers leading 14-0
Durant,
as homecoming here at Osseo Fairchild. And so they do have some homecoming activities here coming up. And we have our Ansane Associates and also Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. You're listening to Durant, Arkansas Boys Football here on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and Ansane Associates Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by Ansane Associates, your local auto owner's insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansane Associates, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Ansane Associates and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show, brought to you by Ansane Associates, your auto owner's agent, downtown Durand, and Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Halftime of tonight's Durand, Arkansas, Osseo Fairchild boys football game. Well, I've been at World Dairy Expo all week, and earlier today, we were able to talk with Ben and Krista Steyer. They are, of course, from Elf Lalonde Farms, just outside of the Elmwood area and just south of Menominee. And they were having some cattle at World Dairy Expo, and they were showing on Thursday evening. And so I had a chance to talk with Ben and Krista, and we had that earlier today. But for those of you that might have missed it, plus we needed to have some type of interview. And I always like to have something with something related with the kids. I thought, why not rerun this again? So here's my interview from World Dairy Expo with Ben and Krista Steyer from earlier today. And well, last night I found out that, again, thanks to Randy Kohler, hey, you know, Ben Steyer and Christina Steyer are showing. I'm like, what? And so if you saw our Facebook Live, you saw Ben getting ready to go into the ring, and we're going to talk with Ben and Christina here. So Ben, now this is your second time, right?
Yeah, I showed at Expo 3 years ago, and this is the first time Krista and I are able to come down and show together. So we each showed so this time. My second time and Krista's first showing on the colored shavings.
So I have to ask, because when I was watching the class before you were going to go in, this ain't like the Dunn County Fair where we're going to go through really quick with these classes. They were you're out there for so long because the classes are so huge.
Yeah, the class before us had over 70 entries, 70 heifers checked in, but I think there were 60-some that actually showed. There's a few that didn't go to the ring. But still, that's a huge class, and it takes over half an hour just to get the heifers all in the ring, let alone to place them. So pretty insane classes, and the quality on top of it's pretty incredible.
As someone who's showing, I mean, you don't have 5 minutes or 10 minutes to keep everything all looking good. And, you know, even for your class, you got to stay out there for a half hour. That's got to be a challenge.
It is, because the ring is also so full, so you don't get to walk a lot. So you really need your heifer or cow, depending on the class you're in, to look really good at all times, even when she's just standing still for like 10 minutes straight. And so it does pose a challenge, but you really need to be on the money if you want to be pulled towards the top.
And I know for your entry, didn't win it all. I did check it out, and I was like, oh, darn judges. But then I'm going to be incredibly biased anyway. But it's still a great experience. And do they do what they do at the county fair, where they say, this is what we liked, this is what we didn't like? Personally, I don't think they have time to do that, right?
Correct. They don't. At least in those really huge classes, in the fall calf class, there were over 60 or 50, I believe, that were in there. So they don't give us individual feedback. They will for maybe the top 10 heifers, at least over the mic, share some reasons as to what they liked about one over the second place and down the line, but not for the rest of the class.
And so that, does that make it a little bit more difficult for you, you know, to say, okay, what do I got to do next time?
Perhaps. To a certain degree, I think for a little bit, we know a little, you know, some things that we would like to change about the heifers. I think we were both really happy with how the heifers looked. This is the best they've looked all year. But, I mean, we're competing against the best animals across all of North America. And so there's going to be small things that heifers that people paid a ton of money for, and heifers that are really extreme in all their parts. And so we know a few of the things we would like to change, and sure, some feedback would be nice to hear some other aspects too.
Your dad told me last night before you were going in and we were chatting, he said, Brian, this ain't the Dunn County Fair or even the State Fair. We're in the real deep water now. And that's kind of how it is at Expo.
Yeah, very much so. We feel like very small specks in terms of a big sea of people that really know what they're doing down here, and the water is incredibly deep. So, yeah, it's humbling, but also really cool to be a part of.
Christy, this was your first time now. You're with your brother. Did he give you any suggestions before you went out there?
Yeah, we chatted a little bit about showing here and whatnot, and kind of what it's like. I think I maybe competed in showmanship once as a kid, but that was a lot of years ago. So it was really fun getting out there in an actual class for the first time.
I have to ask, what was, okay, you're standing in line waiting, and then finally it's time to go in. What was going through your mind when you first came into the Coliseum? Was it like, oh my God, what have I done? Or were you just, let's do it?
More like, let's do it. I was just hoping that my heifer I was showing had a good attitude. She was a little kind of bright-eyed when we walked in the ring, kind of surprised at what was going on, I think. But she got her nerves under her and led well, so it was a lot of fun. I've been in the ring as a photographer before, so I'd been on the floor, but it's definitely a different feeling showing, and I really enjoyed it.
Now, did you have a big class too and have to be out there for quite some time?
My class was about half the size of Ben's. I think there were 30-some in the Holstein Summer Yearling class. So I wasn't out there quite as long as Ben, but still longer than definitely the county fair classes as we had talked.
That sure is, because I thought, oh, Ben's up next. I got to get over there. And I was like, okay, anytime now. When are we going to be done with it? I didn't realize how long this took. And it's not just in the ring, but just sitting outside. You're waiting. You've got to. That also takes a toll, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it maybe helps the heifers to be in the area of the Coliseum, so maybe they can start to get their nerves sorted out. And my class was the class directly after Ben, so I was kind of trying to watch through the door and see how he was placing. So.
Oh yeah, want to try to outdo your brother? That's right. Would you do it again?
Oh yeah, I'd show here again, of course.
Ben, I already know the answer to this, but you want to, just from the smile on your face, you want to do this again?
Yeah, I think so. If we have animals that are high enough quality, we feel confident in them to make the trip, but absolutely, it'd be fun to come down again.
Now, you've done a lot of dairy judging. You've done a lot of that. So while you were out there, I just got to ask, were you kind of doing your own little version of, okay, this one's got this, this one's got that, I don't know about this, this one over here. Were you doing that in your head, or were you just more focused on your animal?
Absolutely, I was. I think it's normal to evaluate the other animals and think to yourself, I know I have these however many beats, like that shouldn't be a problem. And of course it depends how heifers handle and how they look, but to a certain degree, yeah, looking around, especially as we're lining up beforehand, kind of checking out the other animals, engaging your competition.
I think it's great that you guys had a chance to do this. I think it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of work too, because again, we're not, hey, let's just go from the farm over to Menominee, you know, we'll just drop a couple, take us 10, 15 minutes, get them over there. This is a 3-hour trip, so there's a lot of planning involved, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. Outside of the drive alone, there's a lot of logistics in terms of clipping the heifers and the skin care and...
Ouch.
And yeah, some commotion on the expo grounds this morning. But there's a lot that goes into it outside of the physical travel. To be able to be free and available down here for the week for both Krista and I isn't easy in itself. So a fair amount of challenges, but a really rewarding week. Nice to be here.
I think it's great to have you guys here. That's Ben and Krista Steyer from Alpha Long Farms. They were shown here at Expo in the colored shavings. I'll tell you what, there's no way I could do it, period. Even, the instant I would walk out there, I would freeze up. So congratulations to both Ben and Krista. We're at World Dairy Expo here in Madison. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump calls it unprecedented, a Hamas announcement on his Gaza peace plan. In a video on his Truth Social page,
everybody was unified in wanting this war to end and seeing peace in the Middle East. And we're very close to achieving that.
Hamas says it's willing to release all remaining hostages if Israel withdraws from Gaza and what it calls proper field conditions are met. Hamas also agrees to hand over control of the Gaza Strip to a Palestinian body that other Arab nations support. President Trump says Israel must stop bombing the Gaza Strip in response. Keeping the federal government from reopening, a Senate impasse. Democrats want protection for Affordable Care Act tax credits and Medicaid cuts restored. 4 years and 2 months in prison and $500,000 fine is the sentence for Sean Diddy Combs from a federal judge in New York City. Combs convicted of prostitution-related charges. This is ABC News. His attorney says actor Tyrese Gibson turned himself in at a Georgia jail and has already posted bail. He was wanted on a warrant for cruelty to animals for the death of a neighbor's dog. Food and Drug Administration has given approval for a generic form of the abortion pill, despite the health secretary wanting to look into the drug.
Just last week, Kennedy pledged to conduct a review of women's access to abortion pills. Since the end of Roe v. Wade, at least 16 states have banned nearly all abortions. But some people in those states have still been able to get access to the abortion pill through telehealth appointments and the mail. Mifepristone was first approved by the FDA in the year 2000. Repeated medical studies have shown that it is safe.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Charleston State in Texas says it has placed men's basketball coach Billy Gillespie on temporary administrative leave after getting an anonymous complaint. Wall Street, it was an up week and an up day. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Sanchez driving for the round of eight. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
It's a big day for us here. Let's get it done.
On paper, it's easy. Win and advance. With the truth, it's harder than the road they drive on.
Right on his bumper.
12 drivers remain, hoping to match dreams.
Here they come to the line.
With destiny and claim a cup filled with history. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs brought to you by Xfinity at the Charlotte Roval. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Five markers under the cut line, Nick Sanchez is close to qualifying for the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs round of eight. To increase the pressure, this will be the first outing on the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval for the big machine racing driver. The 24-year-old plans to focus solely on his goal and not those around him.
I'm not worried about what anyone else is doing, right? I want to go maximize my day. I need to obviously score stage points in both stages somehow and get a good finish. So I'm going to be on the offense. And I know if I'm running 15th, I don't need someone to tell me the point situation because I can kind of figure it out. So I don't want to be reliant on anyone else to get me into the round of eight but myself.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Welcome back to Osseo Fairchild as we are at halftime, and the Panthers leading by a score of 14-0. We'll give you some scores on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Well, it was Boyceville leading Spring Valley at halftime 35-0. Also, River Falls leading Rice Lake by a score of 7-6. See some of the other scores from around the area tonight. As Prescott leading St. Croix Central 13-6. That also at halftime. Elk Mound leading Fall Creek 17-14. That at halftime. We have also Mondovi leading Regis 7-0. That in the second quarter. Goodhue is leading Cannon Falls 36-0. That in the second quarter as well. Again, River Falls over Rice Lake 7-6. That at halftime. Somerset and Ellsworth tied at 14 in the second quarter. So those are some of the scores that we have on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. You can follow the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. 14-0 here. Panthers will get the ball to start this third quarter. And looks like the Panthers will be going from right to left here in this third quarter. Well, we'll see what for Wallacio Fairchild's down 14-0. They were able to stop the Panthers when the Panthers had a first and goal at the Thunder 9. So we'll see if that gives them, the Thunder, some extra confidence here. Boy, it's amazing how once that sun goes down, it cools off. Boy, I'm glad I have my coat with me. First got here, it was sunny in 85. It ain't that anymore. All right, so we are underway in our third quarter. And that's going to be Kraleski to the 25, to the 30, 35, 40. He's into the open field. He's going to go to the house. It's going to be a touchdown. Touchdown for the Panthers as Kraleski all the way to the house.
Return for the touchdown.
Well, if there was some confidence by Osseo Fairchild after stopping the Panthers, that just went up in smoke with the kickoff start touchdown to the second half. Panthers will go for two. Leading 20-0. Just at the Havens. Havens will run it in. Touchdown.
Two-point conversion is good. Ian Havens.
So Ian Havens with the two-point conversion run in for the two-point conversion. And with 11:46 remaining in the third quarter, it's now 22-0. Panthers. They get a Bauer Built Tire. Let Bauer Built Tire take care of all of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300 or find them online at bauerbuilt.com. The Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom. They have a lot of different holiday decorations and more. It's The Cottage, downtown Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Durand Fresh Market. Download the Durand Fresh Market app, and you'll get extra coupons, extra specials, and more from your hometown grocery store. Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand. All right, so the Panthers will kick it away after the touchdown return by Kraleski to start this second half. So we're ready to go once again. And it's a line drive kick, and it'll be taken at the 15-yard line. Fumbled back all the way back to the 5-yard line. And coming back the other way is Fritz. trying to go up the far sideline, but Mack will stop him.
Dylan Fritz with the return.
At the 10-yard line. So a couple of special teams mistakes here to start this second half for Osseo Fairchild.
11-yard line. We're
so first and 10.
Take over first and 10.
They'll officially mark it at the 11. And so three wide receivers here on the near side. One on the far side. As the Paulus waiting for the snap. Back to pass. Looking to his right. Here comes the rush. Gets it away. It's going to be caught right away. At about the 15-yard line. That's caught by Abramchek. But it's down right away as well at the 15-yard line. So we'll call it a gain of about 3. Second down and 7.
Gain of 3 on the play.
Panthers leading 22 to nothing. Clock running down to 11:08. A single wide receiver now on the left of the formation. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Paulus now, quick throw. Throws to his left. It's caught. That's number 33. And it's a fumble. And who's got it?
Paulus's pass was completed.
And knocking that ball, Schmidt fumbled it. And causing that fumble was number 12.
Recovered by Noah Fila.
Dylan Berger, but it's recovered by Fila, and so it'll stay
Osseo
Fairchild play. Really, no gain on play, third down and 6. As clock continuing to run down to 10:17 in our third quarter, 22-0 Panthers. Thunder come to the line, this time two wide receivers left and right. Paulus waiting for the snap. Paulus back to pass. Looking, now breaks down, he rolls, he throws, it's nearly, it is caught. And it'll be enough for a first down.
Pass is complete to number 7.
So, first and 10, as the pass completed to Hansen. And so it makes it a first and 10 for the Thunder at the 34-yard line. Paulus now waiting for the snap. And now we get flags down, a free fiver for the Panthers.
Play illegal procedure.
So illegal procedure against Osseo Fairchild.
So it'll be a
5-yard penalty. First and 15 now for Osseo Fairchild. Move the ball back to about the 29, we'll call it. So Thunder come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. One on the far side. Paulus waiting for the snap. Good snap. Handoff. And that's going to be number 1, Fila. And he may get a yard. And last one off the bottom of the pile was number 51, Devin Glaus.
Gain of 1 on the play.
And so gain of 1 on the play. Second and 14. We'll call it at the 20. Right at the 20-yard line. Yep, okay. 20-yard line. Clock continuing to run down to 9:09 remaining. 22-0 Panthers. Well, we're going to go back to three wide receivers here on the near side. Single wide receiver on the far side, on the left of the formation. Paulus waiting for the snap. Back to pass. Looks to his left. Pumps. Now he's going to go deep. Intercepted. Intercepted by the Panthers. Number 13 with the interception. And that is Owen Pickler. He saw that one coming, and he just stopped and timed it. And so the Panthers take over, and they'll take over right at the Thunder 40-yard line.
Take over first and 10 at the
with 8:46 remaining here in our first or in our third quarter, rather, and the Panthers leading 22 to nothing. And so Panthers now come to the line.
Ethan Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. Two wide receivers here on the left. Brydung waits for the snap. It's a pitch to Mack. We're going to go to the left. He's got to get the corner. He does. To the 35. To the 30. He puts his head down, crosses the 25, and he'll be down to about the 24-yard line.
First down.
So first and 10 for the Panthers at the Osseo Fairchild 24-yard line. As the clock continuing to run down to 8:36. And so now Panthers come to the line. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. And Dylan Berger's a wing back. Handoff this time to Ian Havens. Straight ahead we go. Crosses the 20. Stays on his feet. Falls down to the 15-yard line.
Number six, Havens. And
in on the stop, number 17 for McCune. And so it'll be close to another first down. We'll call it a gain of nine. Second and one. Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the right of the formation. We have Berger and Havens in the backfield with Berger. Berger waiting for the snap. Berger hands it off to... No, it's a fake... it is a play action to Berger and thrown over the middle to a Pickler, and it's caught for a first down at the 9-yard line.
First down, Panthers.
And so first and 10, or first and goal, rather, for the Panthers from the 9-yard line. And so now Panthers come to the line as two wide receivers here on the near side. Berger waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion, and Berger hands off to Havens. Havens breaks one tackle, stays on his feet, pushes the pile forward, touchdown.
Number six,
Ian Havens with the touchdown with 6:57 remaining to make it to 28-0. And we do have a player down at the moment. Thank you to Numbers R Us, daily money management for individuals. Rhonda takes care of things so you don't have to. Mail handling, bill payment, and fraud prevention. Call Rhonda at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersrus.com or on Facebook to find out how a daily money manager can help your family. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand. Flu and COVID-19 shots should be available here along with the RSV shots as well. Call or visit Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand for more information. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. For all of your grilling needs, visit Durand Smokehouse. Don't forget, ask about the beef and pork bundles, too, from Durand Smokehouse. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Building a smart fiber optic community from the ground up. Find out more. Visit wwt.coop. Provisions Health Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. And Durand Napa. Farmers visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running during the harvest here on the farm. That's at Durand Napa, downtown Durand. Also, Elsevia Co-op, Elsevia, leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative. Don't forget, Elsevia has the farmer pickup program, farmers, for the corn and soybean harvest. Elsevia can come and pick up that corn and soybean harvest right on the farm. Just visit elsevia.com for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank our sponsors. Our video stream on our website at realcountry1430.com is in partnership with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and our audio streaming service at our website is brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners, Network Car Care Center, Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealitymidwest.com. While the injured player is now walking off under his own power, that is very good news. And so we still have the two-point conversion to attempt for the Panthers after the touchdown. So, Panthers now come to the line as Breidung, rather, waiting for the snap. Breidung gets the snap, quick throw, and it was behind Havens, no good. And so, with 6:57 remaining, 28-0 Panthers. And so now the Panthers will be kicking back off to Oscar Fairchild. It's been a house of horrors for the Thunder here in this third quarter. It all started with the Panthers taking the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. And then the Panthers kick it off, a fumble. Oscar Fairchild recovers it. But in that series of plays, though, Oscar Fairchild throws the interception, and so Panthers get that and turn that into a touchdown. And so it's been a tough third quarter for Osseo Fairchild. So we're ready to go here to kick it off once again. All right. Like everybody ready? Yes, we are. So here we go. And here's the kick, line drive kick. And it'll be taken by one of the upmen at the 20-yard line. And he's going to get to the 30.
17.
And that was McCune with the return.
Bringing it back and, to the 30-yard line.
Looks like Drake Peterson was one of those in on the stop for the Panthers. So first and 10 for Osseo Fairchild at the 30-yard line. With 6:51 remaining in the third quarter. So, three wide receivers now on the left of the formation. Single wide receiver here on the near side. Back to pass. Quick throw over the middle. It's caught. And that is going to be number 80. And it is...
pass is complete to 80. Coxlane.
Coxlane with the catch. And so up to
Sabelko
in on the stop, but they'll mark it at the 37-yard line. Gain of about six on the play. Second and four. As Paulus brings the Thunder to the line. Again, three wide receivers now here on the left of the formation. Single wide receiver here on the near side. And Paulus gets the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Filo. Down he goes, blowing up that play, number 56 for the Panthers, and that is Dane Shawls. We're going to call that a loss. Back to the 34, so it's third and six now. And so clock down to 5:47. Again, 28-0. Panthers. Three wide receivers here on the near side, or on the near side by us. Single wide receiver on the far side. And Paulus now, play action. He tries to get away. He does. He throws. It's going to be caught. No, incomplete. Coxlane couldn't hang on. Looked like he was, he had bobbled it, but came, got it under control, but it will be fourth down now. And so Panthers should get the ball back. Or are they going to go for it? Looks like they're going for it, being down 28-0. Okay. So Oscar Fairchild going for it here from their own 34-yard line, fourth down and six. Three wide receivers on the far side. Single wide receiver back to passes Paulus. He looks, he throws. It's going to be incomplete. Oh, should have had it. That would have been a first down. And that was for Abramacek. Incomplete. Panthers take over at the 34-yard line. Should have had that one. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. That's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer with the community events. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org for more information. Ryan's Sports Shop, your home for all of your fall hunting and fall fishing supplies. Oh, some great weather for that. And Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and outdoor activities fun since 2006. An Edibus Silo featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna, along with small engine repair for your lawn and garden equipment. That's Edibus Silo, Highway 25, Durand. All right, first and 10 now for the Panthers. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung, play action, throw a pass intended for Kurleski. He couldn't hang on. Second and 10.
Pass intended for Kurleski is incomplete. Making it second down.
So second and 10 for the Panthers. 5:18 remaining here in the third quarter. Panthers leading 28-0. As Breidung gets the play from the sideline. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Mack is a wing back here on the near side. That's the left of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Good snap. Handoff to Havens. Havens gets hit. Wow, nice hit by number one, and that is Fila. Nice tackle by Fila. Loss of one on the play.
Loss of one on the play.
So third and 11.
Down and 11.
And so clock running down to 4:52. As Panthers now will. Well, they're getting the play here. Now they'll come to the line. Better hurry. Going to run out of time. You better hurry. 5, 4, 3, 2, and Breidung back to pass. Looks, he throws to Mack. Mack's got blockers out front. He's to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, down the far sideline. He cuts inside. He's going to be, no, he'll not get in.
Number four, Ethan Mack.
He'll be down to about the 1 yard line.
Going to be first and goal for the Panthers from the 2 yard line.
So first and goal for the Panthers. As, Mack having a heck of a night tonight for the Panthers. And so, I thought the Panthers weren't going to get that play off. They were just kind of meandering up there. It's like, you better hurry. And then I thought there might have, so Fairchild may have jumped off sides, but that didn't happen either. So Breidung waiting for the snap. Good snap. Hand off to Havens. Havens tries to spin. Makes one move. He does not get.
Number six,
or he gets
Havens,
in down area. To. He's not in for the touchdown. Down to about the one, we'll call it. Second down coming up in goal.
No gain on the play.
Well, they'll say officially no gain. So second and goal now. As the clock continues to run, Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Single wide receiver on the far side. Man goes in motion in Kurleski. And this is Breidung with the keeper. And he's in for the touchdown.
Breidung
with the keeper.
The touchdown.
So makes it 34-0 now. We'll see if the Panthers decide to go for two or extra points. I don't see no mad dash on the sideline for the, looks like they're going for two. All right. The kicking tee, yep, they're going to go for two. So no kicking tee, so here we go. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung keeps it himself, rolls, throws. It's going to be incomplete. Two-point conversion, no good.
Two-point conversion is no good.
So we are now 34-0 with 3:29 remaining in the third quarter. And thank you to the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls. American Family Insurance and Sheens. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, offering plumbing and septic service for new construction or repair for your current home. Call Chris at Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, 672-8224. That's 672-8224. Also, Riverside Grill at downtown Durand. Riverside Grill has daily specials. Like today, the Friday fish fry. They've had wings Wednesday as well. It's Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here at Osseo High School. So please thank our sponsors for supporting our sports broadcasts here on WRDN. 34-0, Panthers leading with 3:29 remaining here in the third quarter. All right. So we're ready to kick it away. All right, and it will be taken by Fritz to the 20, to the 25, comes up to the 30, and down he goes. And that's where the Thunder will start. And
29, Dylan Fritz with the return.
Making the stop for the Panthers, number 21, Drake Peterson. So first and 10 for Osseo Fairchild at the 30-yard line with 3:21 remaining here in the third quarter, and the Panthers leading 34-0. So three wide receivers on the far side. Single wide receiver here on the near side. Paulus waiting for the snap. Paulus, quick throw. It's going to be caught. And that's number 80. And that is going to be Coxley. And so it'll be up to the 39-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 9 on the play. Second down and 1.
Second down and 2.
And Thunder now come to the line. Three wide receivers on the left. Single wide receiver here on the right. Paulus waiting for the snap. Paulus, quick throw. A quick throw to the right. Caught. That is going to be Schmitz, number 33.
Schmitz,
in on the stop, number 13 for the Panthers. And that is Pickler.
First
down for the Thunder. And so Paulus now waiting for the snap. Three wide receivers again to the left, single wide receiver to the right. Paulus back to pass. Looks to Schmidt. Schmidt now here on the near side. And he'll be taken out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
Again, Schmidt.
Pickler in on the stop. Gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3. Clock running down to 2:07 remaining. 34-0 Panthers. As the Thunder come to the line. Two wide receivers on the left, single wide receiver here on the right. Have a halfback up in the backfield this time. Paulus hands it off to Fila. Fila going to his right. Gets hit first, stays on his feet, tries to push the pile forward, and then the pile decides to push back at about the 45-yard line, maybe a gain of a couple on the play. Host the Panthers
gain
in on the stop.
On the play, gain of 1.
So third and 3. Then obviously Osseo Fairchild is just going to be going for it. Four down territory. They're going to be going for on a fourth down, really probably the rest of the game here, down 34-0. Minute 15 remaining here in this third quarter. Also, Fairchild comes to the line. And we got three wide receivers now on the right of the formation, or left of the formation. Paulus back to pass. Looking. Here comes the rush. He's going to try to get away. He's not going to get away. Down he goes. And it's all the way back to the 45. And getting up off the back of the pile, the bottom of the pile is Matthew Diepenbrock. So, big fourth down now.
For a loss in the backfield.
And so now it's
fourth and 13
for Osseo Fairchild. 20 seconds remaining. We'll see if they even get the playoff. I doubt that they're going to. I don't think they'll be getting the playoff. Well, we'll see here. 7 seconds remaining. Paulus waiting for the snap now. Three wide receivers here on the near side. Paulus is still waiting. Now he's just going to say, nope, we're going to wait until the next quarter. So at the end of three quarters, 34-0. Panthers, you're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Ward Field at Osseo High School as the Panthers lead by a score of 34-0 and a 4th-and-13 for Osseo Fairchild here to start this fourth quarter. They have the ball at their own 45-yard line as it's been all Panthers this second half, all starting right off with the opening kickoff of the half being returned for a touchdown. Panthers have just been really had their way here in this second half. So fourth down for Osseo Fairchild as we start the third quarter, or fourth quarter rather, and Paulus now. Three wide receivers on the far side, single wide receiver here on the near side, back to pass. Nope, he play action, throws over the middle. It's caught, and that's going to be number 7. He's going to not get enough for the first down as Hansen with the catch, but Owen Pickler with the stop, and it's short, and it's
Arkansas
Panther football.
On downs, first and 10 from the 47-yard line.
So first and 10 from the 47 for Durand, Arkansas. All right, Panthers get the ball. We'll see. Breidung's still playing. Okay, I still see Mac in there. I see Sabelko coming in now. So, a lot of the starters still in for the Panthers. First and 10 now. Mack is going to be a wingback here on the right of the formation. Two wide receivers on the far side on the left. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung, good snap. Handoff to Sabelko. Sabelko gets hit right away and blowing that play up. Is going to be number 74. And that was Brecken Feldet with the stop. He just totally blew that play up. Loss back to the 43-yard line.
Second down and 14.
We'll call it second and about 14. Panthers leading 34-0. As Breidung now waiting for the snap. Good snap. Oh, man, we get
penalty on the play.
Illegal procedure. And so free fiver for Osseo Fairchild.
Yard penalty will make it second down and 19.
So second and 19 now. (Clears So they move it back to the 37. All right, so Panthers to the line once again. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is a wing back on the left side of the formation. Man goes in motion and Kurleski. High snap. Hand off to Kurleski. Going around the left side. Wow, nice play. Nice play by Drew Hansen.
Brought down for a loss by number 7, Drew Hansen.
So another loss. Panthers going the opposite direction here. And now it's third down and a whole lot. They have to get to the Osseo Fairchild 43-yard line, and they have it at the 33. So we'll call it third and about 24. Breidung waiting for the snap. Another high snap. Back to passes Breidung. Going deep. Looking for Kurleski. He's got it. He's to the 40, to the 35, down to the 32-yard line. Oh, my word. Kurleski with a huge catch. And so the Panthers convert third and 24. And so it'll be first and 10 at the 32-yard line. Wow. So Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the right of the formation. Or on the left of the formation, rather. Mack is the wing back. High snap again. And a throw, and that's going to be caught. Nope, incomplete to Kurleski, so incomplete. Last few snaps to Breidung have been high. He's had to jump for him. Not sure what's... we have a new center in. Second and 10, but the last couple of plays... Breidung's having to jump up for the snap. Clock stopped at 9:51 remaining in the game. 34-0 Panthers. All right, so Breidung now waiting for the snap. Good snap this time. Hand off straight ahead we go. That's Sabelko. Sabelko breaks the tackle. Crosses the 25. And he'll be down to close to the first down. McCune in on the stop. We'll see where they mark it. Is that enough? Oh, yes, it is. First down. All right, they're going to call it first down. So, first and 10 for the Panthers. And so, Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers on the right of the form. And handoff again to Sabelko. Straight ahead. Handoff breaks the tackle. Crosses the 20-yard line. Down to about the 15. And so, be second down in about two. Panthers now come to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receiver here on the right of the formation. Handoff again to Sabelko. Straight ahead he goes. He's got the first down to the 10-yard line.
Sabelko again, the ball carrier. First down, Panthers.
So it'll be first and goal, or is it going to be, can they get 10 yards? Nope, I guess not. It's first and goal at the 10. Just inside the 10-yard line.
First and goal for the Panthers from the 10-yard line.
Just inside the 10-yard line is where the ball's placed. Clock running down to 8:44 remaining. And so Breidung brings the Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers now on the left of the formation. High snap, handoff to Sabelko. Wow, wow, blowing that play up. Is Fila. He knew they were just going to hand it off again, so he was on the blitz.
By number 1, Noah Fila.
So loss all the way back to the 16-yard line. Loss of six on the play. They'll make it loss of seven.
Going to be second down and
second and goal from the 17. And so clock running down to 8 minutes remaining. Again, Panthers leading 34 to nothing. Two wide receivers on the left. Mack is the wing back on the right. Havens must be done for the night. Sabelko in the backfield once again. Mack in motion. And we get five more yards back the other way for...
Penalty on the play. Going to be offside.
Oh, no.
The Thunder.
Oh, it's a free fiver for the Panthers. Okay. So, well, that'll move it back now to the... It'll be second down and goal from the 12. So the Panthers get the freebie. Brydon gets the play from the sideline. And Panthers come to the line. Brydon in the backfield. Two wide receivers here on the right of the formation. Max the wing back on the left. He goes in motion. High snap, but Brydon looking, throws. It's going to be caught. No, incomplete. Oh, we get flags down all over the place. Pass intended for number seven, Glaus.
On the play.
Two flags down. Is that going to be pass interference is the question. Well, they're talking about it now. All right. Thank you to Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, part of...